This is the Abundance Mercy Podcast. Please open up your hearts to receive from the Lord.
And I will wait till my change comes. Till my change comes. I will wait and I will wait till my change comes. Your presence I will wait, oh, at your feet I will wait, Lord, I will, and I will wait till my change comes. Oh Lord, I will wait, I will wait, I will wait, I will wait on you, God, and I will wait till my change comes. Lord, I will wait on you. Lord, I will wait on you. Oh, I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. Even as we enter into rest, resting is all about waiting and being still and allowing God to take control. And today I declare for both you and for me, as we enter into this new season, entering into this new year, as we take time to give God in these last few moments of 2022, I declare that we will have no issues waiting for God to manifest His goodness and His promises. Oh, and I will wait till my change comes. Till my change comes, oh, till my change comes, and I will rest. Till my change comes, till my change comes, oh, I will rest, and I will rest. Till my change comes, till my change comes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, I just want to thank you. Oh, I want to thank you. I just want to thank you, Lord. What are we thanking God for? What are you praising God for? What are you worshiping God for? What are you giving God your all for? Oh, I want to thank you. I want to thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, I wanna thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you. Oh, I wanna thank you. I just want to thank you, Lord, for the peace of mind. Thank you, for the rest that He's giving us. Thank you, Lord, for the change that's coming, oh, for the breakthrough, for the deliverance, for everything that you desire that He's gonna give to you. Oh, I wanna thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's just worship God. Let's just worship Him and give Him thanks. Give Him thanks. Give Him thanks. We have made it. We are crossing over. Lord, I thank you. Oh, I thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Lord. Oh, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we bless your name this morning. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Thank you because you are a great God. Thank you because with you, there's no shadow of turning. In you, there's no confusion. There's no variableness. We say, let your name be glorified in Jesus' name. And so, Lord, as we go into your word briefly, we pray that you minister to us, Lord. Do what only you can do, Lord, and let your name be glorified. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Genesis 1:28. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Briefly, I will be talking about the kingdom prosperity. Kingdom refers to the divinity. It refers to the dimension of God's nature, while prosperity simply means to abound in greatness. From that key text, we could see that right from the order of creation, man was set up for prosperity. In other words, we are carriers of ingredients of prosperity because God blessed man. When God blesses a man, the rest is history. Blessing simply means that the forces of heaven and the forces of earth will cooperate for you to excel. And it says, be fruitful. Fruitfulness means that you are not, you know, lacking in any way possible. Multiplying means that you are abounding in greater height and dimension. When you abound in all these ways, that amounts to prosperity. And it is not just the physical prosperity, it is a spiritual prosperity because it is God who has commanded you to be blessed. 3 John 2 also to strengthen this promise of God for man. It says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper, that's prosperity, and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. We could see that kingdom prosperity encompasses various aspects of life. Kingdom prosperity is not only in the material things. Kingdom prosperity is not only in financial breakthrough. It also includes the well-being, the spiritual, mental, physical, relational, and financial prosperity. We are going to look at two case studies this morning. The first case study is King Solomon. The Bible tells us that King Solomon was so wealthy that what he dealt with then was gold. Solomon didn't deal with silver. Solomon didn't deal with bronze. He was so blessed that the lowest dealings was gold. Recently in Spain, there was a massive ship that was discovered. Though it has decayed, and it was the one Solomon used in cargoing his gold. But how did Solomon become prosperous in the things of the kingdom? The Bible told us Solomon was a giver. Solomon gave 1,000 burnt offering to God in a day. Solomon did what no man did, and he got a ticket into the realm of kingdom prosperity. Beloved, if you want to prosper even more than King Solomon, be a giver. Solomon didn't only prosper in gold, in physical wealth. During Solomon's reign, 1 Kings 4 verses 15 to about 34, the Bible told us that under the reign of King Solomon, there was peace. There was safety. There was abundance. Solomon operated also in the realm of divine wisdom. There was a story of two women that came with their babies. One had his baby dead. The one that the baby was dead was claiming that she owned the baby that was alive. And Solomon, because he had the wisdom of God embedded upon his life, he threatened to kill the baby that was alive. And the real mother pleaded that the baby was not due for death. Whilst the one that had a baby dead was saying, kill the baby. And it was through that means that that, that Solomon knew the right mother. Beloved, one of the evidence that you are prospering in the kingdom of God is that you operate in uncommon wisdom. I pray for you what the wisdom of God that was upon Christ, the wisdom of God that was upon King Solomon, God is releasing upon you in greater dimension this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. The second case study was Adam. The book of Genesis 2:15 told us that God gave Adam access to the garden to name all the animals and to take care of it. A good evidence of a fellow prospering in the kingdom service is responsibility. When you prosper in the things of God, you become a responsible fellow. God gives you responsibility. Responsibility is an evidence of promotion in the spiritual things. The more the responsibility that God's placed in your hand, the more you build muscles in the spiritual things. Adam was given this responsibility to take care of the garden, and he did. And it was there that God gave him a wife. Beloved, kingdom prosperity means that you become responsible. If God can find a responsible man, what he does is to give you responsibility that will cause you prosper in every good work. Beloved, when it comes to the subject of man and God's resources, man is not the owner of God's resources. Man is only a manager. I say that again. When it comes to the issue of kingdom prosperity, whatever God has placed in your hands doesn't belong to you. God has given it to you to manage. God has given it to you to use it for his glory. The wife, the children, the prosperity, the business, the career, the international open doors that God has placed in your hand, you do not own them. It is for you to access them. It is for you to showcase the glory of God. It is for you to be able to become responsible in its management so that the name and the glory of God be made manifest. Going back to our key text, and God blessed them, and God said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion. The final thing that shows that you have kingdom prosperity is dominion. Dominion supersedes all. Dominion is one of the attributes of God. When you become prosperous in spiritual things, the evidence is that you begin to showcase the glory of God upon your life, and that will make you dominate. That will give you access to kingdoms for the glory of God. Take for example, if your community is blessed by the great depth of God upon your life, you are automatically extending the grace and the glory of God to your community, and that is called dominion. You begin to dominate for God. We pray this morning, you are going to say, Father, I'm tired of being a mediocre. Father, launch me into the realm of kingdom prosperity in the name of Jesus. I want to prosper for you. Can you cry to God and say, Father, I want to prosper, Lord, not for my own will, Lord. Lord, launch me into the realm of kingdom prosperity in the name of Jesus. Masuta kapala babaladai mambrenken sutala baba. Oh Lord, launch me into the realm of kingdom prosperity. Everyone listening to this, Lord, launch us into the realm of kingdom prosperity so that your name alone be glorified. Blessed be your name, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Lastly, I feel led we should pray. As many are battling with mental health issues, as many are battling, oh Lord, career matters, as many are battling with financial lack, as many are battling with marital issues, can you cry to God and say, Father, remember me this morning. Remember me, Lord. Remember me, Lord. Can you cry even this weekend? God will remember you. Lord, remember us, Lord. Remember us, Lord. Remember your people, Lord. Lay your hand of power upon anyone going to one issue or the other. Let your name be glorified. Lord, let them prosper indeed and in truth so that your name alone be glorified. Blessed be your name, O God. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. And so, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you. Thank you for your hand of power. Thank you for your hand of glory. We say, let your name be glorified in the name of Jesus. The Bible told us that your will for us is to prosper. And so we lay claim on your word and we decree prosperity upon every listener this morning in the name of Jesus. We shall prosper in every good work, and your name alone be glorified, Lord. Lord, please lay your hand of perfection on every one of us. Whatever issue anyone has brought forth, Father, I decree, I declare, oh Lord, in the next few hours, let there be solution to every daring situation in the name of Jesus. Thank you because you have turned our morning into dancing. We give you the glory, Lord. Blessed be your name, O God. Anyone having one function or the other today, Lord, we pray that your presence will go ahead of them, your presence will go with them, and your presence will go even after them so that your name alone be glorified. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
This was brought to you by the Abundance Mercy Podcast. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Instagram. God bless you.